Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hurricane aims at Gulf Coast.
I'm very concerned. When they say evacuate, I leave.
Climate change.
It'll start getting cooler. You just watch.
On the campaign trail.
Donald Trump is climate denial.
To play or not to play.
I'm very, very nervous for these kids. Their lives are priceless.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Hurricane Sally moving slowly but packing a punch as it heads toward the Gulf Coast. It's a Category 1 storm that's been generating intense waves as it closes in. CBS's David Begno in Mobile, Alabama, says the big fear is a lot of rain could cause major flooding.
Everything is scary right now.
There are thousands of people like Janet Ryan who have already packed up and left their home.
I packed up what I need for maybe a couple of weeks because I don't know how much water there'll be here.
The biggest concern now is how much water the storm's going to dump on the Gulf Coast. Forecasters say it could be more than 2 feet of rain in some parts of the region. There are low-lying roads already underwater in parts of Mississippi. The National Weather Service is warning that the flooding could be historic.
CBS News meteorologist Jeff Berardelli is watching Sally.
You could walk faster than this storm. That is how slow it is moving. It's going to move only 90 miles in 36 hours, moving forward right now at 2 miles an hour. Now, the storm hasn't strengthened much. It has weakened a bit because of dry air wrapping into the center.
Now to the west and the deadly and destructive wildfires. At least 36 people have died. Here's CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Crews are using cadaver dogs to search through charred rubble in southeastern Oregon, looking for any sign of the missing.
Oh, my God.
Fast-moving flames ripped through nearly half a dozen towns last week, giving residents little time to escape. Some, like Ashley Britton, are seeing the destruction for the first time.
It's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. I had seen videos, but it's 1,000 times worse than I could have ever imagined.
The hazardous smoke is so severe, the National Weather Service says it has created a haze across the country, all the way to Washington, D.C. In California, wildfires have now burned an area larger than the size of Connecticut.
During a visit to California, President Trump dismissed scientific evidence that climate change plays a role in the wildfires.
It'll start getting cooler. You just watch.
I wish science agreed with you.
Hey, well, I don't think science knows, actually.
And his Democratic rival, Joe Biden, fired away.
If you give a climate arsonist 4 more years in the White House, why would anyone be surprised if we have more America ablaze?
There's been no break in the manhunt in Southern California for the suspect in the ambush attack on two sheriff's deputies. CBS's Carter Evans spoke with the sheriff. A reward is now up to $150,000.
New video shows the two injured deputies moments after they were ambushed. The 31-year-old female deputy, shot multiple times, is covered in blood and tends to her 24-year-old partner.
And she's shot in the face.
She's one tough mom. Actually, they were both shot in the head, and the fact that they weren't gravely disabled from it is just a miracle.
The female deputy, a mother of a 6-year-old, even managed to radio in her location after being shot.
Her voice is garbled because she has the wound right in her jaw, but she was able to get out her location.
Despite being shot multiple times, the male deputy still tried to go after the gunman.
He tried to grab his gun, but his right hand was disabled.
The college football season's in full swing. Two major conferences that scrapped the fall season because of pandemic concerns, the Big Ten and Pac-12, are now reconsidering. Nicole Auerbach, a senior writer for The Athletic, says lost revenue may not be enough to justify a return to action.
Your football player might be following every single rule. They might be dealing with social distancing in the football facility, and then they walk outside of that facility. And they're going to be around students who are partying, hanging out, playing video games, going to a cafeteria.
A House subcommittee wants to know if political appointees have meddled with routine government scientific data to line up with President Trump's public statements about the pandemic. CBS's Vicky Barker.
The Democrat-led panel investigating a Politico report that the CDC's been pressured to change its sacrosanct scientific tallies of the coronavirus to better align them with President Trump's positions. And the New York Times reports one administration appointee, Michael Caputo, posted a Facebook video Sunday falsely claiming the CDC has an anti-Trump resistance unit and that left-wing hit squads are planning a post-election insurrection.
USA Today says it's obtained emails from a meatpacking trade group to the government asking for help to keep their plants open last spring as the coronavirus got thousands of workers sick. They included a draft version of an executive order just a week before President Trump signed a measure with similar language. In many cases at the time, local health officials were looking to close the plants. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy says President Trump will preside today over the signing of deals normalizing relations between Israel and two Arab countries.
They're the first such agreements in more than two decades.
This is certainly a big diplomatic achievement for the Trump administration.
But Will Todman at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says he wouldn't call them peace deals.
No conflicts are going to end as a result of this.
Joining Egypt and Jordan in the Arab world, the UAE and Bahrain now both agree to recognize Israel. President Trump says pressure will be on the Palestinians to strike their own deal. So far, Palestinian leaders have called the Abraham Accords a betrayal.
The U.S. has issued a new advisory warning against travel to mainland China and Hong Kong. It cites the risk of arbitrary detention and arbitrary enforcement of local laws. There's an investigation in South Dakota, and CBS's Matt Piper tells us the state's top law enforcement officer is at the center of it.
South Dakota Attorney General Jason Roundsburg reported hitting a deer with his car Saturday night, but he actually killed a man whose body was not found until the next day. His office says he immediately called 911 after the accident and did not realize he had hit someone until the body was found.
The 55-year-old man who died was walking after his truck had crashed nearby. A top candy maker is looking to save Halloween from a pandemic nightmare.
Halloween is awesome.
Hershey is working with public health experts and retailers to create a website with advice from moms and dads on making the rounds safely. It'll include rates of COVID transmission and restrictions in different parts of the country. Hershey is also changing the types of candies it makes for Halloween this year and introducing them a few weeks earlier than usual.
Trick or treat!
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Well, the man known as Murph the Surf has died. Jack Murphy, who was a surfer turned thief, mastermind of the 1964 theft of the Star of India and other jewels in New York City. And he and others robbed mansions in Miami, escaping in a speedboat. Murph the Surf's life became a movie, and in prison, he transformed into a missionary. He was 83. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season.
The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.